From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. How energy efficient is your home? Maybe you've weather-stripped your doors or sealed a drafty window, but can you move your walls depending on where the sun is, or monitor your electricity usage with your phone? Those are just some of the features on display here in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. 20 teams are competing in this year's Solar Decathlon. The goal is to design, build, and operate the most attractive, effective, and energy-efficient solar-powered house. And as NPR's David Gura reports, there's efficient, and then there's efficient.
I'm standing on the National Mall just to the east of the Washington Monument. The Capitol building is to my left. And in front of me is a small neighborhood, 20 homes, each of which is really, really energy efficient.
So this is the Refract House?
Kyle Belcher is standing outside one of the houses, greeting visitors.
This home provides about 150% of its peak energy needs. So on a day like today, we're producing a net surplus of energy and giving energy back into the power grid.
It's a warm fall morning, and the sun is shining. Refract House is tube-shaped. It pivots around a beautiful deck made out of reclaimed elm wood. The roof is filled with solar panels. Its insulation is made out of recycled denim. And every appliance and light fixture is connected to a software program called the Building Dashboard.
From anywhere in the world, when you're on vacation in Hawaii, you can log in online and see how your house is doing in terms of energy usage, energy production, even water usage.
Noah Greer is an architecture student at the California College of the Arts. He says you can use Building Dashboard, which is commercially available, to open and close window shades, to turn lights on and off, and to adjust the house's heating and cooling systems. In North House, another building in the competition, there's a similar interface, integrated into the design. Johnny Rogers, a master's student at Simon Fraser University, shows me a screen built into the kitchen wall. Then he reaches into his pocket and pulls out an iPhone. North House has its own iPhone application. He taps the screen.
You land at a page that provides feedback on your energy consumption and solar energy production.
It's elegant, with bright, colorful graphs, and it's smart.
Your house also provides you with alerts that are sent to your phone so that you can see tips, information on consumption, so that you can adjust your house systems on the fly.
Another house in the Solar Decathlon, called Lumen House, also has a sophisticated computer system and an iPhone app. Incredibly, you can use a smartphone to change how the building looks. On each side of the house, there are giant metal panels. They're programmed to open and close depending on where the sun is in the sky. So if it's a particularly clear night and you want to look out the window at the stars, you can override the system to keep those panels open. Judging in the Solar Decathlon will continue till Friday. David Gura, NPR News.